The conference is the biggest global summit on housing and development for 20 years since its predecessor, Habitat 2, which took place in Istanbul. The urban population has grown hugely since then and will represent close to 70% of the total population of the Earth by 2050, estimates the UN. The new urban agenda will be adopted and it demands action at all layers of government, civil society, business and the private sector to help lift up the wider sustainable development goals geared towards 2030. Cities are remarkable engines of growth, centres of diversity and hubs of creativity that will only get more important, said Mr. Ban.
It is clear that transforming our world for the better means transforming our towns and cities. That means better urban governance, planning and design. It means more investment in adequate and affordable housing quality, infrastructure and basic services. And it means engaging women and girls in making towns and cities safer and more productive for all. Cities and towns have an immense role to play in ending poverty and building inclusive societies that promote participation by all.
The UN chief stressed that the success of the new urban agenda and this once-in-a-generation conference depended on the collaboration of all countries and stakeholders. In addition to the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, who is presiding over Habitat 3 in his own capital, the UN's Juan Clos will serve as the secretary general of this conference. He leads the UN settlements program, UN Habitat, and is the architect of the Road to Quito.
The new urban agenda is a vision for a better and greener urban future where everybody has access to the benefits of urbanization.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.